I did this morning, but Phil Landrum just called me and said he doesn't think Kerry will buy that, Kerry will buy that, but that the public people won't buy it, the NEA.
What does Kerry, the spokesman, the Catholic?
Yes, sir.
Where does he get his power? Is he on the committee?
Yes, sir, he's on Landrum committee, Powell's committee. Powell called me this morning and said he couldn't get people to come out to hearings. He said they only had 5 people show up this morning for the session.
There you are, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Mr. President.
Mr. Speaker, we're getting lots of problems down here. They're quarreling about absenteeism and folks won't attend and they can't get them to go to hearings. And our poverty bill's getting in trouble and they say that Kerry has got, he's all upset and he's got O'Neill and Delaney upset. And if they do what they want them to, that all the NEA gets upset. And I'm getting worried about this poverty thing. I knew Charlie Halleck was going to screw us up when he let him put off these hearings 2 or 3 weeks, because the longer it takes, the more trouble we get in. And he started the race issue. Feelinghouse did that. All the niggers going to get the job. And now he's got religion mixed in it. And we're going to be in serious trouble if we don't get that poverty on out. Now, they called this morning and said only 4 of them would show up at the hearings. And I want to talk to you about this problem. We thought we had the church thing worked out where the local school boards could handle it, but that's not satisfactory to Kerry. And if we give him what Kerry wants, it kills the bill there. And unless we get O'Neill and Delaney to report out of the Rules Committee, we can't get it out of the Rules Committee. And I think it'll be a terrible backlash there. Another thing I'm worried about, I see O'Neill's giving out interviews about closing the base in his district, and he's got to answer all these letters, so he hadn't got time to work on the administration team, and kind of little subtle threats, one of them about the Boston Navy Yard. Now, that yard had done been closed if it hadn't been for one Lyndon Johnson. It had already been closed, and he ought to threaten me. I'm trying to do the best I can by him. I can't operate a WGA Navy Yard, but I put it off until next year. Do anything about it. And anyway, it looks like it's something that you ought to get on to and try to give them whatever leadership to pull them together to see if we can get out. Bill, what is the language that Kerry is objecting to in the bill, according to Landrum?
Kerry objects to the language in Section 204B, Mr. Speaker, that provides for the money to be given to these communities through the local school boards. Kerry wants the language to be changed so that the money can be given directly to private institutions where available and where possible. This would include churches to run remedial reading courses, remedial arithmetic courses, and other kinds of instructional courses. If that language is accepted, however, the National Education Association, Bill Carr and a fellow by the name of Fuller say that they will then scuttle the bill, that they will arouse the public educational facility, people in 50 states to oppose it. Phil Landrum said this morning that word had already gotten out throughout the Hill that the language was going to be amended, and that 2 of the fellows from the South came to him who had said they were going to support the bill and said, if you change 204B, we can't support the bill. They'll kill us back home.
Halleck used the race thing for 2 weeks, now he's using a religious thing. And it seems to me that if they go on and give it to local school boards, Catholic institutions can participate, can't they, Bill?
Yes, sir. Under the community team effort, a Catholic school can be a part of that team effort.
Just the same as any other community facility could be. But We better not get to just saying that we're going to rewrite it and appropriate private schools. We'll kill the whole damn bill.
Oh, sure.
And Kerry, and I'm surprised that O'Neill acting this way. I don't want to get in a fight with O'Neill, but hell, I don't want to be president if I can't get a Rules Committee to report my stuff. It's disgraceful that Delaney and O'Neill won't report administration bill. Now, you expect that from Smith and Calmer, but hell, when we got the votes there, the twice as many Republicans, and we have to debate about whether we can get a bill or not. And we really need some reform, because every guy's a king, and They say Delaney said this morning, well, this bill doesn't do much for my district. Well, every bill can't do something for every individual district. Where in the hell is their patriotism? They are national representatives on that Rules Committee and administration representatives. They're not there to just to take care of one district.
Yeah, that's the worst. God damn it, we have this fight, and I win a good fight, and then you get them on there, and you haven't got them at times. It's just as disgusting to me as it is to you.
I know that. We just got to find some people that'll go on with the pledge like John Young, by God, that he'll vote to report any administration bill or do away with the damn Rules Committee. Don't need a Rules Committee anyway. It's just an obstructionist outfit and always has been 25 years I've been here. When John O'Connor wasn't obstructionist, Gene Cox was. When Gene Cox wasn't, Howard Smith is. And it's sent more men to the grave and caused more heart attacks because they just blockade.
Well, you can't get rid of them either. That's the end. You'd have a. You couldn't get a rule through that way. You know that. That's the unfortunate thing about some of these things. We had the 21-day discharge rule back. We'd be in good shape. Which we had for one session, one Congress.
Let's win this election and get it back.
That's the thing. If we pick up 10 or 15 progressives, we'd be in good shape.
Well, now you better call Kerry in and see what the hell's wrong there. Let's don't get this in a religious fight. I'll do more for the religious people than anybody ever has, and 10 times as much as Kennedy did, I can tell you that. But I can't do it till the election. I've got to win an election November, and I can't win an election if they just sit up there and do nothing and go home and campaign and put off and go to Puerto Rico, and this damn poverty bill now has been pending here for 3 months, and they put off and they wait for somebody to come back, and every man wants to go. And they tell me they only had 4 for the hearing this morning. And it's just disgraceful.
What can you do with that? They won't be there.
I just think you just have to call in Kerry and say, now, let's get this by the election and let's get it started. And then Johnson will help us all he can. And I've got as much influence with Johnson as I have anybody in America. And you have too. And
well, you're going to put one of the leading Catholic laymen in the country to run the program. There's administrative ways.
I've got Sergeant Shriver. I thought, by God, I'd take care of the Catholics, put them in charge of it. And if they can't trust him to run it decent, they can't trust me to run it decent. We'll go out to these school boards and tell them to go over there and help the adult education class if the council, Catholic council, wants it operated. But let's don't make a big issue of it up here and write it in the law that we got to put private schools, because we just can't, won't have a law. Now, Charlie Halleck's using a Negro and using a religion. And that's the lowest instincts you can appeal to, but they do it.
They do anything. You've heard me, Benjamin.
Well, you just better spend your afternoon on Kerry and O'Neill and Delaney and see what's wrong with them. And I wouldn't mind you bringing the whole Rules Committee down here to have coffee with me. Let's see whether we're a party or whether we're not. If we're not, hell, I'll let them nominate somebody else. I don't care. I don't want to go through this kind of stuff. If I take a program like the poverty program and got all the people like Phil Landrum and people like that for it, and then, by God, my liberals run out and start causing me trouble. You get them in, and if you think it's advised, you talk to Carl and Hale, whoever it is, and let's just give them a leadership, and if they don't want to follow it, well, they can go to hell with it, as far as I'm concerned, because I work my heart out day and night, and the people approve it, and I come back and get in some professional politician and said, well, it doesn't do anything for my district, therefore I'm against it.
Okay.
And I can't write legislation for private schools. He knows that.
Well, he ought to know it.
Kennedy knows it, and
sure.
I'll talk to Spellman, and I'll talk to whoever I need to talk to, I'll help him, and I've got a Catholic running it. I don't know how strong I can get. I've got 2 Catholic leaders, the Speaker of the House and the Majority Leader of the Senate. I've never shown any NYA. They said I was the best in the United States. I went out to St. Edward's University, and every Catholic school they had, Lady of the Lake and every one of them, and I give them a damn world with a ring around it, and Sergeant Shriver's not going to be unjust to them, and just quit letting Halleck put up these damn things and fight about them. Kerry ought to have more sense than that. You get those three, and if you want me to meet with the Rules Committee tomorrow afternoon, or just meet with a few of them, and tell Tip O'Neill his damn Boston Yard would done been closed to that man Flinda Johnson. And Brooklyn, too. Well, I see these interviews in the paper about how he's going to be independent. Well, now, you know I don't like to be threatened. And it's the worst thing could happen to me, because then it makes me look like if I don't close the yard, I'm afraid of him. He ought to lay low and keep quiet. I made McNamara agree to go to every damn yard himself, and it'll take him a year before I let him touch one of them. And the truth is, they ought to be closed, Mr. Speaker. They just ought to be. We're wasting money there. But the Brooklyn boys got no jobs, and the Boston boys will have no jobs until I can get this unemployment down. I just said, you got to study them. But God almighty, we're up now $52 billion a year on defense. And we've got to cut out some of these things where we don't need them. If we don't, well, we'll be up to $62 billion. And what's happening in this world of ours, we just one man can fire a missile. And they used to take a damn division, you know. And you've got to have a big bunch of them in an airplane, but a missile you haven't. And we get this automation's what's screwing us to death. We're just losing all these jobs. We got more people ever before, but what they're doing, they're cutting out the jobs. And I'm keeping them now just as a pure WPA, Brooklyn and Boston both, without any question. I did it, and I told you not to open your mouth about it, and for nobody else, because I knew they'd criticize it. Like I said, I bribed them on the railroad strike. But I said, don't you open your mouth, don't you even protest to me. I'm going to tell them I haven't even talked to John McCormick. Because I don't have to be told when Brooklyn and Boston and Philadelphia, hell, I know how they vote. I read that when I was a little boy. And I'm the man that's running in November, so I ought to have a slight interest myself, oughtn't I?
Sure.
So Tip doesn't need to jump on me. I'm his friend. I'll be there battling for him. But he's... You get hold of Kerry and let's get this thing stopped before it gets too far.
Well, you see, they...
And get Shriver up there if you need to.
Well, they haven't... Well, where is Powell?
Powell's calling. He's got 40 things, Mr. Speaker. I hate to go into them with you. After him on taxes. If it's not that, they're prosecuting him criminally, and he's in with me every day on something. My men are meeting with Powell right now at the Democratic National Committee, right this second.